Norman Regional announced the clinics it's closing. A new demand from the state's top attorney regarding Afghan refugees. And State Superintendent Ryan Walters gives an update on education issues. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, June 9th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The Norman Regional Health System plans to close several specialty clinics next month. KGOU's Nick Daniels reports hundreds of employees are also losing their jobs.
Beginning July 3rd, the following clinics will no longer be part of Norman Regional Health System: Endocrinology, Rheumatology Associates, Norman Regional Moore Pediatrics, Pediatrics South OKC, and Oklahoma Wound Care. Norman Regional said this change does not mean providers will stop caring for patients. The health system says it's working with each clinic to ensure a smooth transition so patients can continue receiving care outside of the Norman Regional network. The recent cuts at Norman Regional are part of a plan for the hospital system to remain independent and financially stable amid rising costs, workforce shortages, and declining reimbursements. The move affects about 300 jobs. I'm Nick Daniels.
State Attorney General Gentner Drummond is calling for Afghan refugees to be expelled from the state. Sierra Pfeiffer reports local advocates and the governor are against the demand.
Nearly 2,000 Afghan refugees resettled in the state to flee the Taliban in 2021. Many of them helped the U.S. military, and Governor Kevin Stitt welcomed them to Oklahoma. But Drummond sent out a press release saying the refugees pose a safety threat. Veronica Leisure Henry is the executive director of the Council of American Islamic Relations in Oklahoma. She says Drummond's comments aim to hold all Muslims accountable for the actions of a select few.
We don't hold all people who look like Timothy McVeigh accountable for his thoughts and his actions, and it would be inappropriate, in my view, to do so with our Afghan neighbors.
Refugees from Afghanistan entered Oklahoma 3.5 years ago, and advocates say they've all been properly vetted. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
State Superintendent Ryan Walters says he's proud of the new social studies standards to be implemented in the upcoming school year. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us Walters spoke at a Republican Party event late last week to rally his base.
Walters addressed a crowd of about 50 who gathered at Praise Fellowship Church of Sepulpa to listen to him and leaders of the state's Republican Party rehash the legislative session. He touted the passage of the new social studies standards as a big win this year. They include questioning the 2020 election results and increasing the Bible's presence in classrooms.
You don't have America if you don't have that Christian foundation. And the left has stripped it out of our schools. But folks, let me tell you something. We brought it back. We brought it back to our schools.
He also vowed to come back from his losses, mainly lawmakers' rejection of his idea to count immigrant children and their parents and verify their citizenship upon enrollment, and move local school board election dates to line up with general election results, making them more politically charged. In Sepulpa, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Other speakers at the event included the GOP's chair, Charity Lynch, and vice chair, Wayne Hill. For more on Walters and the state of the Oklahoma Republican Party, visit KGOU.org. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.